U.S. forces today completed the encirclement of Baghdad. The Army's 3rd Infantry Division secured the southern and western routes in and out of the capital, while the 1st Marine Division moved to seal off the eastern and northern approaches to the city. Light fighting continued today as war planners prepared for the final battle for Baghdad. NPR's John Burnett, who's with the 1st Marine Division, reports.
The assault on Baghdad is not expected to begin for several days until all the division's forces, 20,000 strong, are in place and the long supply train catches up. As the south wind kicked up dust devils in the desert, a seemingly endless convoy of combat green vehicles chugged up Highway 6 and fanned out around Baghdad. In the coming days, expect Marines to conduct probing incursions into the capital the way the Army has been doing, says Colonel Mike Marletto, commanding officer of the 11th Marine Regiment. For the moment, he says, the Marines are trying to seal off their half of the city and tie in with the Army forces.
What you want to ensure is that there's no way that reinforcements can get into the city, no way resupplies of any military equipment can get in. And additionally, in this situation, you don't want any of the regime or any of the military to escape out of the city.
On Sunday, Iraqi forces fired medium-range surface-to-surface missiles at the 3 Marine combat regiments. Marletto says the rockets appeared to be aimed at random and none hit its target. Meanwhile, combat helicopters and artillery pounded away all day at an Iraqi company of perhaps 100 men defending a key bridge over the Nadi Ala River, an important southeast portal to the city. The Marines were expected to secure the bridge by nightfall. In recent days, scouting parties have discovered large weapons caches hidden amid crop fields and in public buildings southeast of the capital. At one such campsite, Iraqi soldiers guarding the cache reportedly fled so quickly their teapot was still warm. Wooden crates hidden under palm leaves revealed hundreds of weapons and thousands of rounds of ammunition.
Johnny, how many, did you count them all?
Yeah.
How many you got?
380.
What was that?
AK-47s.
Well, we got another cache coming from down there, sir.
Yeah, I was at that one, too.
Yep.
Late yesterday, an explosive ordnance disposal crew worked feverishly to stack the weapons in a pile and destroy them with C4 explosives. 6 sweating Marines carried armload after armload of Russian and Iraqi-made light weapons.
Come on, guys, let's get busy. We're running out of daylight.
I got 8 to 10 more bags.
Of what?
PGs.
Okay.
Intelligence officers believe the cache was put there by the Republican Guard for use by more irregular militias to strike U.S. supply lines. Again, Colonel Mike Marletto.
So it's always a great day when you find something stacked up like that. Obviously, you'd rather find it like that and blow it up with, as you saw with our explosive ordnance disposal guys, than have to see that stuff streaming by your head or landing in your position.
As amphibious tracked vehicles rumbled up the highway carrying dirty, exhausted Marines in dusty goggles, a group of Iraqi men played volleyball at a house next to the highway. There are some of the Baghdad residents who fled the capital in the past few weeks to avoid the expected combat. 4 families, all related, are living in the roofless shell of an abandoned house. They've thrown blankets on the dirt and built a cooking fire in a corner. The patriarch, a man in a white dish dasha and red headscarf, steps forward but declines to give his name. He says he's Shia, and he spent 8 years in jail for opposing the Ba'ath Party. With troops rolling up the highway, he holds out his arms in a gesture of welcome and searches for the words in English.
Welcome, welcome with this forces, force of American military, welcome with him. If they help us to live freedom.
So welcome to the U.S. troops if they help you gain freedom.
The man indicates, with the help of his son, that they will not feel safe until Saddam is dead.
If he not killed, we very sad. If he not killed, we feel
American
sad.
If American don't kill him, if American don't kill him, we very sad.
Because he yantaqim. Yantaqim?
Revenge on me. Revenge on us.
Revenge
on you all.
All people.
John Burnett, NPR News, with the 1st Marine Division outside Baghdad.